Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Jordana and DJ, have you switched churches in the last 2 years? A lot of people have, for a long list of reasons. A lot of changes going on in the church community, especially the evangelical church community. And with us, joining us right now is Dan Cook, who produces Chad Hartman Show and is on the air and love the back and forth with Dan and Chad and Adam Carter. But in addition, Dan is a Bethel Seminary student and a pastoral intern. And I get into conversations with Dan about religion from time to time, and I always learn something. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I know a lot of pastors who are not doing okay. They've lost, in some cases, half of their parishioners for a long list of reasons, mm-hmm. because maybe the sermon touched on subjects that were touchy. What is going on in the evangelical church right now? Is it a schism, or am I overstating that?
I don't know that I'd say it's a schism, because I think the bulk of the evangelical portion of Christianity is pretty much on the same page. The problem is that that page happens to be vastly different than the other page that some of us look at. And it's trying to see if there's any way to bridge that gap. I mean, unity and community are such huge parts of Christianity that when you have folks that have wildly different ideas of what Christianity is supposed to focus on, you end up with what almost becomes different ideas of religion altogether. And that's a very scary thing for people who care about the church and unity within the church.
What has set this off? I don't remember this being an issue 5, 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's been simmering for a long time. You and I were talking. I just had finished a book for class called Jesus and John Wayne, and I highly recommend it for people that care about stuff like this. Because if you want to understand how the white evangelical church became such a political force, this sort of lays out the history of that. And there's definitely a slant in the writing of it, without any question, but it gives you a pretty good idea of what's going on. So this has been simmering for a long, long time, and now when you have groups stepping forward and trying to really focus on racial justice and try to focus on issues when we have all the upheaval that we've had over the last few years, it's now manifesting itself as a power play in the church, where the folks who've had control and don't want to think about that sort of thing and don't want to talk about that sort of thing are feeling their control being threatened, and hence you have all of this this chaos and arguing going on.
Well, Dan, you and I are both Christians. Mm. We are admonished to spread the good news, right, when and where we can.
Yes.
But, I mean, where did things go off the rails? Is that, you know, Christianity as a political party? What exactly caused this convulsion?
Yeah,
that
you
we're
know,
seeing?
I said this the other day on Chad's show, that the power of Christianity is in the cross, not in the sword. It's in the self-sacrificial orientation towards others and the concern towards others. That's the power of Christianity, which goes against the power of the world, which has always been the sword. It's been the militaries that try to bludgeon other people into submission. It's that whole idea of coming over in a controlling fashion. And what you see is a certain portion of the Christian world, especially in this country, has tried to pick up the sword, has tried to pick up political power, has tried to assert itself over and above everybody else, and that never works out well. That never, ever throughout history worked out. Go all the way back to the 3rd century and Constantine and Christianity becoming the official religion of Rome. As much as that stopped persecution and was a good thing, there was a whole lot of bad stuff that came out of that when Christians got power and decided, okay, now that we were persecuted for all this time, now we're going to do the persecuting because that's fair. And that's not the spirit of Jesus at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, it's Jordana. I love this conversation and just absorbing all of it. And I'm learning a lot about this rift right now. Mm-hmm. So how do you, or do you, preach to this? Do you guys incorporate this in your sermons? And if not, how would you, so our listeners can help reconcile that?
It's complicated. There are ways you can preach, I guess I would say preach leaning into it, you know, and not being afraid to say, this is what's going on in certain circumstances. And if we go back to, you know, Jesus' magnum opus, right, the Sermon on the Mount, and you start looking through the blessings that Jesus offers, the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount, and how we are to, as Christians, to be following Jesus, here's his sort of core message. And when you start comparing that to some of the things that are being done in the name of the Christian church today, it doesn't line up. It just doesn't. And so, yeah, you can preach into that, especially if you're doing a series on Sermon on the Mount or if you're doing a series on that. So you try, when you're preaching, to talk about current issues and things that are affecting people's lives right here and now. And that's going to be part of it on some level. It depends on the text that you're working with, and it depends on what, you know, direction your church is trying to go. But you have to kind of be real about it. If we're not being real, look, God knows what's in all of our minds and all of our hearts. If we're trying to project an image other than that in a church situation, what are we even doing at that point?
Dan, and this may be above your pay grade, I don't know.
Sure.
I mean, you know a lot about
There's a lot above my pay grade, Paul.
So you can say
we know what you get paid. It's not a lot at WCCO Radio.
It's even less than my church situation right now. So by all means, go ahead.
You can say no comment. Yeah. I'm not a historian, but based on your read of history, did the founding fathers envision or favor a Christian America? I thought they were pretty serious about freedom of religion, pluralism.
Yeah.
Welcoming everybody, and you worship your faith, you serve God or not serve God,
right,
the way you want to. Because I hear that every now and then as an excuse for what I would call the weaponization of Christianity.
Yep. Yeah, and the answer to that question is no, but it's a nuanced no. Because most of the founding fathers were of some form of Christianity in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
But most of them were of the Enlightenment era, so they were more of what we call a deist form of Christianity. They believed in a creator God. They believed that creator God imbued his people with abilities, and that it was to see those people flourish within those abilities on their own, that the God sort of was removed from what was going on, that he was there, but he wasn't necessarily directly involved, and they were super into human ingenuity and human improving of human life. What we know of Christianity today, especially in this evangelical world that you and I were talking about, that bears no resemblance to the faith of the founding fathers. So when people try to use, you know, hey, we're supposed to be a Christian country, and they're thinking about Christianity as we know it today, that's absolutely not what was going on back in the time of the founding fathers. And you see, you know, if you look through the histories, look, John Adams wrote in a peace deal with Tripoli, right, specifically, the United States was not, you know, created as a Christian country, period, end of paragraph. That's what he said. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, went through the Christian New Testament and cut out with a razor blade anything that appeared miraculous or supernatural, and reduced Jesus essentially to a really wise individual. That was his view of it. Ben Franklin looked at churches as civic institutions, as places for people of influence to gather and commune with one another. So when you start breaking down what their individual faiths looked like, it doesn't bear a real strict resemblance to the kind of, you know, evangelical faith we see today. So when you're saying Christian country, what does that actually mean becomes the thing. And if you mean Christianity as we know it today, and that's what's supposed to be the foundation of this country, then the answer has to be no.
But we've always had a strong
and also
Judeo-Christian ethic, right?
There's no question about that. But it's not, like you said, the founding fathers were very careful to say that any religion could be practiced here. They didn't want the government coming and telling you what religion that you have to practice. So if the state then sponsors one particular form of religion, they are tacitly informing their citizenry which form of religion they're supposed to follow. So.
Right. Okay. Wow.
And also, maybe we shouldn't look to the founding fathers for morality issues. You know, they did a great job with the founding documents, but they were also all slave owners. And I understand that that was the time of the day. But I think that morality, we shouldn't look to our politicians for morality. That's why some people have religion, and they should be separate. They knew enough to separate the church and state. Yes. And I'm sorry and I'm saddened to hear about these rifts going on. And David, I know we have to go, but Dan.
Yeah, he's Dave.
You know, the churches. Yeah, I know, right? Okay, yeah. The churches, they've always had their problems. They've always weathered this. Are you confident that they will come out stronger, or will the churches look different after this rift?
Oh, that's such a good question. Here's what I would say. God is constantly doing something new. Constantly doing something new. What is that going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I don't know. But I have ultimate faith that God will bring through people who follow him and worship and praise him in some way, shape, or form as a community together. It may look like completely different things than what we have now. And while that can be kind of frightening and anxiety-inducing, it should also be exciting because we get to join in the work of shaping what that is. And that's how God works, right? Mm-hmm. Is through and with human beings. So we get to partner with that, and we get to do this new thing, and we get to make something that's been good with flaws and try to make it better. And that's nothing but a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
Well said, my friend.
Thank you.
Well said. Thank you. Yeah.
So good, Dan. So good.
God likes to shuffle the deck, and something new and better is coming. But Dan Cook, producer extraordinaire and Bethel Seminary student, thank you so much. And when you put some of these thoughts online, would you let us know so we can listen to you online?
Absolutely. We'll do.
No, his podcast. It's his podcast.
Which hasn't been updated in a long time, so we don't mean to promote
Okay. All right. Just keep us posted.
All right, Dan, you're the best. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.